Celebra las mejores ofertas en la venta solo en línea de Academy Sports and Outdoors. Obtén hasta 50% de descuento en grandes marcas a mejores precios. Y si encuentras un precio mejor, lo rebajamos un 5% garantizado. Visita Academy.com. Oferta termina el 29 de marzo. Aplican exclusiones y restricciones. Visita Academy.com de grandes premios para más detalles.
When you get your participating Pepsi and Lay's at Circle K, and you get the chance to win tickets to the 2023 UEFA Champions League Final in Istanbul, you feel like this. Get the taste of champions brought to you by Pepsi and Lay's. Only at Circle K. 21 and older, no purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. Visit ctasteofchampions.com for details.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Check. When I say the term blank check, what does that mean to you? That phrase has become part of the American lexicon to denote basically allowing somebody carte blanche, free will, unchecked power and authority. And you hear it applied to government abuse, a circumstance where the government has basically used our money irresponsibly and not checking with us first, whether it be applied to foreign wars. I think a lot of folks are applying blank check to what's happening in Ukraine right now. No matter how much of our money it takes, your elected leaders are going to fund Ukraine's war against Vladimir Putin, which Vladimir Putin started, and I believe that Vladimir Putin ought to be losing this thing. But again, the term blank check basically denotes irresponsible, feckless behavior. The original blank check notion comes from the very article of the Constitution that was amended by self-interested members of Congress in the, 61st Congress of the United States? And it was the implementation of the 16th Amendment. The 16th Amendment, which reads, "The Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes on incomes." Let me stop there. On incomes. When I say income, most of us think that, that's a good thing. You work hard, you get money for working hard. Now, when you're Hunter Biden, income means a completely different, a different set of circumstances. You basically get paid because of your last name and because of who your daddy is. Not that you have any redeeming value to any company or any country or, frankly, any profession. The best thing, as far as I can tell, the best thing that Hunter Biden is good for is putting stuff up his nose and the perversion and debauchery that has become synonymous with the Biden family name. But income typically is something that it's good. You want to have income. You want your family to have income. You want your children to have income, because when you have income, you can spend that income. You can raise your quality of life. You can pay your debts. You can get by in the modern American society. So when you tax income, you are taxing something that is good, which has led many conservatives and many legal scholars to note that when the federal government decided it would tax desirable activity, it was kind of a stupid thing. It was the government punishing you for doing a good thing. Now, you're used to government punishing you when you do bad things, when you break the law, or when you do undesirable things. But earning an income should never have been considered one of those things. But that's the net effect of the income tax. The 16th Amendment continues, to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. That's a blank check, meaning we can tax, if the federal government wanted to, they could tax 100% of your income, if they wanted to. No limits. Blank check. So you get irresponsible, feckless individuals up there on Capitol Hill, and they get to play with other people's money. Now, there's a problem with this. Sooner or later, you run out of other people's money, especially when you're undertaking left-wing governance, socialism, communism, which is what has become commonplace now inside of the federal government. Sadly, kids, the way this all works out in the real world is your federal government says, well, whatever the hell we want, we get. Chip Roy, who is a Texas congressman who's been on the Salcedo Storm podcast, the Salcedo radio show. I think he's been on. No, actually, you know what? He hasn't been on TV yet. We're working on that. But Chip Roy was detailing Beijing Biden's federal budget. Listen to all of the expenditures that your government says your family has to have your money taxed away from you so they can afford to do all of this. Well, it's garbage. It's all left-wing garbage.
Here's some of the spending items that are brought to my attention. $3.9 billion for the Department of Homeland Security Climate Resilience Program. $3.9 billion because the administration cares about a climate crisis more than the crisis at our border. $3.5 billion for the FBI's new headquarters. $3.5 billion for the FBI to have a brand new headquarters in Maryland.
Yeah. By the way, your family has to do without food on the table, has to do without sending maybe your kids to the college your kids want to go to. Maybe you want to buy a new car. Maybe you want to do something good for your family. But no, you can't. Because Christopher Wray, who is one of the biggest deadbeats in the country, and what he's done to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, he deserves a shiny new office paid for by the U.S. taxpayers.
$1.8 billion more for the Internal Revenue Service on top of the $80 billion that was given to the IRS last year. $1.6 billion for the United Nations Green Climate Fund, which includes $100 million to go to China. China.
Yeah, China. The communist, repressive, slave state, genocidal, racist country of China. Democrats can't figure out ways enough to get money out of your pocket and send it to their communist brethren over in communist China. So what is the solution to all of this? The Democrats say, well, you know what? All of these tax cuts that you've been given, sorry, those have got to go away. The solution to all of our exorbitant spending is you have to work harder, American people. Listen.
There are spending cuts you have outlined that we've talked a lot about here today. However, if you continue the tax cuts, which has also been a stated policy goal, of those making over $400,000 and skewed to the wealthy, you use all of those savings for extending those tax cuts.
Shalanda D. Young, she is the director of the Office of Management and Budget. And she says, well, you know what? So long as you folks in Congress allow the American people to keep more of their money, then, you know, frankly, you're going to have all of this massive debt and deficit. If you just let we socialists tax the living daylights out of the American people, we could wring so much more money out of these people to do what we in government want. Now, notice she didn't address any of her bat guano crazy spending priorities. She didn't address the merit of what she wants to do. According to every Democrat, every jot and tittle of government spending, unless it's for defense, is justified. It's up to you and your family to do without to make sure that Democrats and government never have to take a haircut. And frankly, Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn, they're kind of Democrat in their way of looking at things. They don't want to cut down the size and influence of totalitarian government. They just believe they can administer it better.
That is where the analysis came from.
And where in the Freedom Caucus proposal that was put out publicly was there any mention of the tax cuts? Putting aside the debate over tax cuts, which is a meritorious debate.
It is meritorious because the very idea that we, the American people, have to go to work harder just so irresponsible people in government never have to worry about a spending priority. Right now, folks, with the way things are done, Mitch McConnell gets together with his left-wing buddies and says, okay, I want to spend money on this. And they say, yeah, well, we want to spend money on this. Let's spend it on everything. There is no adult in the room when it comes to budgeting. There's no limits. They just agree to spend on everything. Whatever they want to spend on, that's what they do. Instead of saying, well, wait a minute, we need to be good stewards of the American people's money. Money doesn't grow on trees. The American people are not undertaxed. They're overtaxed. So we, because this is what we're hired to do. We're supposed to come up with spending priorities. What is the utmost importance to the country? And then prioritize from there. If you got enough money to do it all, great. If you don't, then you start cutting back on those priorities. You know what they call that, folks? They call it budgeting. They call that budgeting. And you have to do it in your own personal finances. But those that we send to Washington, D.C. believe, hey, they don't have to. The solution is, we don't have to be grown-ups, they say. All you've got to do is go to work harder for us. So Mitch McConnell cracks the whip, and John Cornyn cracks the whip, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez cracks the whip, as does Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, and Chuck Schumer. It's completely bass-ackwards, kids. Completely bass-ackwards. This is not how things are supposed to work. Thankfully, we here in Texas, when we get a surplus here, we try to figure out ways to get it back to we, the people. State Senator Paul Bettencourt tells you what I mean, coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
My friends, before he joined the ranks of the Senate in the great state of Texas, my next guest earned a nickname. The nickname was given to him because he fought for you. He fought to keep your tax burden low, and that's why he became known as a crusader and the tax man. The tax man, State Senator Paul Bettencourt, District 7 here in the great state of Texas. My friend, welcome back.
Well, Chris, I'm happy to be here, and it's not every day you get to pass $16.5 billion of property tax relief.
Indeed. That is the headline in the Texan.news. The Texan.news, $16.5 billion worth of tax relief. First off, tell the folks where it came from and how are they going to, if it passes the House, and I'm going to talk to you about that next, how are the folks going to get it back?
Well, it's a unprecedented amount of money that's being pushed back to taxpayers because, oh, gosh, it's the taxpayers' money in the first place. And what we're doing is really unprecedented, Chris, because we've taken an amount of money that I can only dream about. In fact, when we got the fourth bill off the floor at another unanimous vote, I told Lieutenant Governor Patrick, who was obviously presiding over the Senate chamber, that we had been working on this problem for 20 years, and I never thought that I'd be able to stand up and say, you know, we're going to throw $16.5 billion at property tax relief. It's just astounding. But let me lay out how impactful it's going to be. We're raising the homestead exemption on all 5.72 million homes in the state of Texas for school taxes from $40,000 to $70,000. Now, that's a huge 75% increase. That's never happened before. But wait, we're going to triple the over 65 exemption from $10,000 to $30,000. So that's another $30,000 for 2 million over 65 households. And that gives you an aggregate $100,000 exemption for people that paid a lifetime of taxes. But wait, there's more.
Wow.
We're going to throw in reducing the tax rate by what's called compression again, but we're doing it very smartly because there was old code that was left over from Edgewood versus Kirby when we used to fund school districts just specifically on property taxes that
basically restricted how much you could get through the school finance system. And we had like a floor of compression that blocked 698 school districts from getting more compression relief out to taxpayers. So we're drilling through that hole, and we're taking 19 school districts off of recapture. I mean, this has been the bane of, you know, Texas' existence from school finance, where we've been putting more and more school districts on recapture. So we're reversing Robin.
Well, hold on.
We're taking 19 off. And every one of the school districts is now relieved of the floor.
You got to define,
so that tax rates can fall even further.
Yeah, you got to define recapture for some folks that may be outside of Texas. What recapture?
Well,
tell them what that
outside
is.
Outside of Texas is this: we have a school finance system that was called Robin Hood, because basically it was basically, you know, stealing from the rich to give to the poor. Now the difference is we've obliterated that old concept, and we're letting. Instead of having an equalization system on school taxes, we do it now on school funding. We separated it.
Yep.
So now we can get the money back to the folks that are sending the money in the first place into the school system. And finally, we got a business component that every business person, you included, okay, mm-hmm. have to fill out, you know, rendition forms that take a day of your life. And we've wiped that out by in not just doubling or tripling the exemption for businesses. We're bringing the exemption up by a factor of 10 on small businesses, and we're giving it a huge inventory tax credit and taking it off of franchise taxes, which the businesses has hated since that law got passed 15 years ago.
Yep.
So we're doing all of it.
Well, that's great.
But wait,
man.
There's more.
There's more.
Right. There's more, because we'll use Russell as an example. Okay. He's going to get $800 off as soon as the public passes this in November, assuming the House does, like that, for the rest of his life. So he's got a 30-year mortgage to pay off. It's going to save him $24,000. But wait, there's more.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over 65, these bills, will save you $1,062 for the rest of your life.
Wow.
It's off the charts tax savings.
Well, that's great, man. And so that's you actually answered the question I wanted. The average Texan, how much will they be seeing in relief? So before I get onto one more other topic, I want to ask you, what is your sense? What is your read? Because the Senate is always good about putting out conservative, pro-individual, pro-Texan initiatives, and they go over to the House and they get watered down or they die. What is your impression about how the House will welcome this amazing bill you've put together?
Well, they should be welcoming it with open arms. They've passed a homestead exemption at the end of the second special session in 21, and when they did, we got lower taxes. Okay, in San Antonio, Austin, and Houston, for homeowners, for homesteads, but I don't know what the reaction is going to be this time.
I understood.
And that's sad, because they're hung up on using a technique called an appraisal cap that Dan and I have talked about this publicly, that he literally knew it didn't work 15 years ago.
I know.
Here's what it is. If you have a rising area, you have an appraisal cap. However, if your taxes are frozen, like every senior's taxes are already frozen, the appraisal cap can't help you. It's a net minus.
See,
you get zero out of it.
And that's the thing. And there's always this mindset of some in government, I don't want to say all, some in government that always want to, we need to have that access to that revenue should we ever need it. And you know what, frankly, I think it should be just the opposite. The American people, the people of Texas should have access to their money, and then make the case. The government should be making the case why they should take more. Look, Paul, I've only got about a minute and a half, but I need you to address one other issue, and I'm going to give you the choice. Do you want to address opioids, or do you want to address filthy books in school?
They're both horrible, but let's start with opioids, because they're killing people.
Yep. Opioids such as fentanyl continues to grow because of Beijing Biden and his attack on the United States. But a bill just passed the Senate that will make fentanyl dealers accessories to murder or be able to be charged with murder. Good in your opinion? Yes.
Well, yes, because they are. See, look, this is China producing the precursor chemicals, sending them into the Mexican cartels who are not running. They're running criminal manufacturing plants in Mexico. And then they package this stuff and get it into the U.S. And last time I checked, it's like 0.042, you know, grams of this, literally, you know, micrograms, can kill you.
Yeah.
So, yes, of course, they're accessories to murder.
Yeah.
Wow. And to not to recognize the truth is just to sit back and let people be killed.
And it seems that's
stuff is so addicting. It's unbelievable.
I know. And it's synthetic, by the way. It's a bunch of chemicals.
Beijing Biden lets it happen.
He does let it happen. And you know what? The Democrats are also, Paul, you've got the Democrats out there opposing getting tough on drug dealers. I think it was President Trump who said, you know, we ought to be killing drug dealers the way they do in other countries to disincentivize that. And the Democrats say, no. We love drug dealers. Paul Bettencourt, sir, coming up right after you, we have the governor of the great state of Texas. So I've got to bid you adieu.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll get out of the way so you can go to the Governor Abbott.
That's right, my friends. On the very next Salcedo Storm podcast, that interview with the man who I have said is the de facto president of the United States because he seems to be the only executive official committed to protecting all Americans from the lawlessness at the southern border, Governor Greg Abbott of the great state of Texas. Next Salcedo Storm podcast, so make sure you check that out. Check out a couple of websites too. ChrisSalcedo.com and TexasScorecard.com. Chris Salcedo, ChrisSalcedo.com. Great resource there. You can check out all of our social media platforms, email, voicemail, the whole shebang, plus track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, TNT Radio Network, and Newsmax TV. Texas Scorecard has all that big news that's hitting Texas and impacting America as a result. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, it's not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Governor Greg Abbott on the next Salcedo Storm podcast. See ya.
Targa Resources, a leading provider in midstream services to the Permian Basin and one of the largest independent midstream energy companies in North America, is expanding its team in multiple locations across the Permian Basin. Immediate job openings are maintenance, plant operations, pipeline measurement, ES&H, engineering and construction, and transport and vacuum drivers. Targa Resources offers a dynamic work environment with our people as the top priority and is committed to safety. Apply today at TargaResources.com. That's TargaResources.com.